News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And Dr. Bill says the rain is on the way. He'll give us details on that rainfall and the great weather for the weekend coming up in just a little bit. Let's check a busy ride in on this Thursday morning with Kane in traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Slow traffic, I-10 westbound just past the Causeway exit heading into the tunnel. So far, we've got accident-free conditions continuing. No other delays as you're traveling from the 1065 split, Tillman's Corner to Theodore on northbound 65. Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland looking good so far on the way in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings. Model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
I don't believe it's any great surprise since it's been telegraphed for a few weeks, but it's official, I guess, as of this morning. Former Vice President Joe Biden announcing he's in for the Democrat primary 2020.
What?
Yeah, shocking news, I know. But he is in. By the way, I saw they were doing one of those average age of candidate stories a second ago, and we've talked about that. Actually, if you look at Congress, I think the Democrats are older by a few years average than the Republicans. But they did the comparison of age. They showed, you know, here's Bernie Sanders, here's Joe Biden, here's President Trump. And and they're saying, oh, what's the deal with all these old people running for office? The same deal is it, like sports cars and luxury cars. Okay, nod along with me, and I know there's a lot of y'all that are more seasoned than I am, so you've accrued wealth and gotten the children out of the house, and now you can get the fancier vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I ride around, and I look at, like, some of the hottest sports cars in the city, okay? There's a handful of real fun. I have not ever seen somebody driving one who's under 55. Have you seen, and our listeners, and I'm in my 40s, so I have not seen any of my peer group or anybody, unless they went, like, got to drive one for, like, go up to Barber Motorsports or something. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people who have one. The coolest, like, sports cars in town, the most expensive vehicles in Mobile and Baldwin County. I'll look over. I'm human. I pull up at a light, and there's a fancy sports car. Stands out from all of us in our trucks. And I look over there. Dude or lady is always mid-50s at the low end to 60 or 70, right?
Yeah, for the most
thing
part
with the presidency.
Yeah, it takes time to build that kind of wealth. And
right.
I mean, there's plenty of people that are younger with the wealth, but they're driving trucks because they're still working.
That's right.
On building that wealth.
It's same thing for the presidency.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You just build up. So, yeah, you got to be the same. If you can't go get a McLaren and drive it around, then you can't run for president.
Except none of them drive.
Yeah, well, there is that. All right, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. More on that right now with headlines and Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is official. Former Vice President Joe Biden is running to be the next president. Just after 5 a.m. our time, the former VP posted a 3-minute YouTube video announcing his candidacy and posted that on Twitter. At Joe Biden reads, "The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America, is at stake. That's why today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States. Hashtag Joe2020. Biden now joins a very crowded race, all vying for votes and with the hopes of becoming the next president. Expect to hear reaction from both sides of the aisle today. Of course, you want to keep it tuned to FM Talk 106.5 for the latest. Less than 48 hours ago, a health official at UAB warned that with more than 20 states seeing new cases of measles, the state of Alabama would soon see its first case of measles, and he was right. The Alabama Department of Public Health confirms a person with measles traveled through the state on April 11th and made two stops at a gas station and a Chick-fil-A. Those two stops are at the D&J Travel Plaza and then the Chick-fil-A in Fort Payne. According to ADPH, they were alerted of the case yesterday. Measles is a serious viral respiratory illness and can live up to 2 hours in the air or on the surface after an infected person coughs or sneezes. Those infected with the virus can spread it to others 4 days before and 4 days after its rash appears, and a single case of measles will infect up to 95% of unvaccinated people who are exposed to the virus. Symptoms of measles appear within 7 to 14 days. Some of the symptoms: runny nose, red or watery eyes, cough. 2 to 3 days after symptoms begin, an infected person typically develops tiny white spots that appear inside of their mouth. 3 to 5 days after those symptoms begin, the infected person could also develop a rash of flat red spots that appear on the face and spread to the neck, chest, arms, legs, and feet, sometimes topped by small raised bumps. More than 600 cases have been reported this year. Health officials say vaccinations against measles are 97% effective. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you're trying to sell property and your potential clients just can't see the trees through the forest, call Mako Forestry Service, clearing and removing property underbrush for over 21 years. And nobody has the amount and variety of equipment, including amphibious equipment, large rubber tire carriers, and excavators of all sizes, and a whole lot more. Mako will get your job done on budget and on schedule. So call for a free and fair estimate, 747-1802. Mako Forestry, turning your canvas into a work of art.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bond is set at $31,000 for a teenager who deputies say admitted to shooting his aunt 8 times. 18-year-old Preston Northen is charged with assault, reckless endangerment, and robbery for the shooting that happened at a home in Robertsdale early Monday morning. In an exclusive interview, Lee Thomas talked about the horrifying ordeal from her hospital bed.
I never imagined, because he and I were really close. He's like a son to me, and I loved him so much.
4 people are arrested after a chase with Alabama State Troopers. That chase ended in the Maysville community about a mile and a half away from Ladd Peoples Stadium. A Florida Senate hearing is scheduled next month over the suspension of Okaloosa County School Superintendent Mary Beth Jackson. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended her in January. She's accused of failing to implement proper procedures after a teacher was accused of abusing pre-K students 4 years ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it, and this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah, and it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah, it's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing, and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right, if you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The NFL draft begins tonight. Golden State having trouble getting to the second round of the NBA playoffs, and Ozzie Albies leads Atlanta past the Cincinnati Reds. It's a quarter after 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It is time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The 2019 NFL draft gets started tonight with the first round live from Nashville, Tennessee. Heisman-winning Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Kyler Murray has been rumored for months to be the preferred choice by the Arizona Cardinals to be selected as the first overall pick. On this week's Sports Night, I asked Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy his thoughts on Kyler Murray going first overall.
Kyler's going to go one. That's kind of what all the signs are pointing to right now. But if Kyler's not the number one pick, that could totally turn the draft on its ear for sure.
As of this morning, Murray's still the betting favorite to go first overall. football. Two players have been touted as the best overall players in this year's draft, Ohio State's Nick Bosa and Alabama's Quinnen Williams. Yesterday, Williams was asked on NFL Network where he expects to be drafted. He said he's not worried, just grateful for the opportunity.
I'm just blessed every day. I just look at my past and look at how I got here and never forget the work ethic that got me in this position.
Williams isn't the only Alabama player expecting to hear his name over the next 3 days. There are 13 Crimson Tide players that could be drafted, 11 of them with a great chance of being selected by that final pick on Saturday. Auburn, meanwhile, has a lot of players returning to school next year, so not as many with their name in the hat this weekend. Tigers linebacker and Vigor High School alumnus Deshaun Davis is hoping to hear his name called. On Sports Night this week, he said he'll have a watch party here at home with his family.
I plan on having a get-together with my family this Saturday coming up. That's majority. More than likely, when my name is going to get called, I've been hearing a lot of fourth and fifth round.
There are 5 to 7 Tigers with a good chance to be picked this weekend, including Davis, cornerback Jamel Dean, quarterback Jarrett Stidham, and wide receiver Darius Slayton. Round one begins tonight at 6 p.m. In the NBA last night, the Houston Rockets advanced to the Western Conference semifinals with a 100-93 series-clinching win over Utah. James Harden scored 26 points. It's the third season in a row that the Rockets have advanced to the second round. In the late game, the LA Clippers avoided elimination with a 129-121 upset win over Golden State. LA's Lou Williams led the Clippers with 33 points and 10 assists, and after the game talked about the Warriors looking past them and into the second round.
It's their mistake for looking ahead, you know, and so that's on them.
The Warriors still lead the series 3-2, Game 6 tomorrow night in L.A. The first round of the NHL playoffs wrapped last night with the Carolina Hurricanes eliminating the defending champs Washington in double overtime 4-3. Carolina rallied from a 3-1 deficit, culminating in the game winner from Brock McGinn halfway through that second overtime.
Williams towards the net, score! The Carolina Hurricanes win Game 7!
The second round is now set, and for the first time, all four division winners were eliminated in the first round. In the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins begin their series tonight, while the Hurricanes and New York Islanders get started tomorrow night. In the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars and St. Louis Blues play tonight, and the Colorado Avalanche and San Jose Sharks begin their series tomorrow. The South Alabama softball team beat McNeese State at home last night 8-4. Tomorrow night begins a 3-game home Sun Belt series against Georgia Southern. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Pensacola 1-0 on a 9th-inning walk-off single. Now the Bay Bears return home to begin a 5-game home series against the Mississippi Braves. First pitch of the Hank set for 6:35 tonight. In the majors last night, Ozzie Albies hit a leadoff home run, and the Atlanta Braves beat Cincinnati 3-1. Philadelphia shut out the Mets 6-0. The Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-2. Kansas City crushed Tampa Bay 10-2. Boston beat Detroit 11-4. Houston got past Minnesota 7-1. And the Yankees beat the Angels 6-5. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Hey, thank you, Dalton. And we'll talk more about this throughout the day, of course, with draft news. And all centered there in Nashville.
Yeah.
I know you
downtown
like
Nashville.
All right, 7:19. And tonight, another great event at Cottage Hill Package. Ghost Train Brewing is coming out for a free tasting of some of their great brews. Starts at 6, goes till 8. Free event. Happens in the lounge in the back of Cottage Hill Package. And Ghost Train Brewing out of Birmingham is going to be there. Kelsey with Ghost Train is going to be on hand to introduce their core lineup with some of the new brews in the mix as well. Their Boysenberry Smoothie Sour Ale.
Mmm. It's Boysenberry.
It's out of the craft beer's out of control, man. Stout Side of the Moon Imperial Milk Stout. Like this one, Gulf Coast IPA, India Pale Ale. Also, their Switchman Stash IPA and Kaleidoscope Kettle Sour Ale, to name a few. That is Ghost Train Brewing out tonight at Cottage Hill Package. Now, how do you find them? Corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They're online at cottagehillpackage.com. Make sure to like them on Facebook. And if you can't make it tonight, you can get by today, earlier, tomorrow, over the weekend, and check out the huge selection of great craft beers, fine wines, spirits, and that humidor chock-a-block full of thousands upon thousands of cigars. Cottage Hill Package right there, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. We'll see you there.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Old Time Feed has a safe and effective solution to your mosquito problem without dangerous chemicals. Old Time Feed's customers have raved about the Spartan Mosquito Eradicator, the all-natural, incredibly effective, and easy mosquito kit invented by a Mississippian who knows about the Gulf Coast mosquito problem. Simply fill two traps that attracts the female biting mosquito and hang in two corners of your yard. She drinks the yeast solution and dies. Lasts 90 days too. Say bye-bye mosquitoes. Get it for the best price at Old Time Feed in Fairfield. Hope.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are cleared. Still have delays westbound I-10 right towards the Causeway exit as you're traveling across the Bayway from the Eastern Shore. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. They're big enough to give you the deals, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style. Dr. Bill Williams joins us here shortly. We'll talk about the forecast for today with the thunderstorms coming in overnight into tomorrow, plus the beautiful weekend weather slated. So we'll get to that coming up around about 7:35, and also 7:50-ish. Captain Bobby Abrascato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. That's all straight ahead. Plus Rob Holbert from Land Yap joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to do. We're glad you're here. Let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Medicinal marijuana making headlines in Montgomery as a bill has now advanced in the legislature that would allow the use of medical marijuana to treat some illnesses and conditions. The bill is sponsored by Republican Senator Tim Melson of Florence. It would set up state oversight and a process for prescribing marijuana as medicine. Patients with a valid medical cannabis card could not be charged with the crime of marijuana possession. So by a vote of 6-2 in the Senate Judiciary Committee, the bill is now one step closer to becoming law as this bill now moves to the full Alabama Senate. A Baldwin County husband and wife sentenced to more than 100 years behind bars after being sentenced on torture and child abuse charges. 42-year-old Kenneth Williams and 42-year-old Francesca Canty Williams were found guilty of abusing a child in 2016. Law enforcement has not released the age of the child involved, nor if they were related to the couple, but authorities do say that that abuse happened at a home on County Road 32 in Summerdale. The couple was arrested after a child was taken to the hospital severely underweight and suffering with numerous physical issues. Kenneth Williams was sentenced to 60 years in prison, and Francesca Canty Williams was sentenced to 45 years in prison. Tense moments at a Mobile school after a car runs into the school. The school system says that the gas pedal became lodged into place and that the vehicle hit an exterior brick wall at Holloway Elementary School around 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Thankfully, there were no injuries and damages to the school were minor. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:25, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane, we're all here. Love to hear from you on the text line at 343-0106. Probably a good number to keep in the contacts list as well, because another shot at tickets to see Bryan Adams and a Shine a Light tour that's coming to the Wharf Amphitheater sometime between now and 9. We'll give you a shot at winning those tickets. By the way, tickets on sale for that show now, Ticketmaster.com, Wharf Box Office, or charge by phone, 800-745-0106. 3,000. This measles story you heard Kelly talk about earlier, obviously there's a national issue with this. 600 and some odd cases reported in 2019. 695 cases, almost 700 cases.
Of measles.
Of measles, something that had been essentially eradicated here stateside, and now it's back. It's less than, here's the story. It said the number of reported cases of measles in the U.S. has surpassed any previous annual total this century, less than 4 months into 2019. Another round of measles cases, mostly concentrated in New York City, have raised this year's figure to 695, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Previous high total, this is the previous highest total since 2000, when measles was declared eliminated in our country, had been 667 in 2014. Now, that was for the entire year. Mind you, we're only 4 months in now. At no other point in the century had the amount climbed over 400. Okay, it's never been ever. Health officials warn that the longer the outbreaks continue, the greater the chance the measles will again become entrenched in the United States. My goodness. Mm. CDC tallied 626 cases for the year in its weekly report, which is updated on Mondays. New York health officials said Wednesday another 61 cases were confirmed since last week, pushing that national figure closer to the 700 mark and making this the worst year for measles since 1994, when there were 963 instances of measles. And then right here in Alabama, according to our news partners at WKRG, on April 23rd, the Tennessee Department of Health reported to the Alabama Department of Public Health that an individual with a confirmed measles case traveled through Alabama on April 11th and made two stops during the infectious period. So they here you go. Not in our area of the state, but Thursday, April 11th, they said the person stopped at the D&J Travel Plaza, 651 Highway 28 West in Livingston, Alabama. So West Central Alabama. They stopped at 220 to purchase food and gas. Then at 5:54 p.m., that person entered a Chick-fil-A in Fort Payne to order food.
Hmm.
So, measles is a serious viral respiratory illness that lives in the nose and throat and mucus of infected people. A single case of the measles can infect up to 95% of unvaccinated people.
Wow.
Who are exposed.
You know, this is awful because it's a pretty easy fix as far as diseases, yes, go. And it seemed like we had this thing figured out.
With vaccination,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got vaccinations. Of course, if you travel outside of the United States, chances are higher that you can get measles or any other disease. And then,
right,
reading here that a vitamin A deficiency, those are basically the only three ways you can get measles, and we managed to screw that up here in the United States. We had it going so well, and it spreads so easily because you don't even know when you're incubating the virus.
95% of people exposed to it will get it. Symptoms of measles appear 7 to 14 days after a person is infected. Common early symptoms include a high fever up to 105 degrees Fahrenheit, a cough, runny nose, red or watery eyes. 2 or 3 days after symptoms begin, an infected person may have tiny white spots appear inside their mouth. These are just some of the symptoms that probably, you know, we had forgotten about for good reason after all these years. Also, a rash of flat red spots appear on the face, spread to the neck, chest, arms, legs, and feet. Small raised bumps may appear on those flat red spots. Measles is very contagious and may live up to 2 hours in the air or on surfaces after an infected person coughs or sneezes. There you go. And of course, it can be deadly, for sure. We'll talk about some of that. But yeah, measles in Alabama and measles across the country.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
We've got to do something to be more aggressive, to make it more of a deterrent for individuals that will possess a stolen handgun.
Mobile's police chief joined Birmingham's chief, asking state lawmakers on Wednesday to stiffen the penalty for a criminal caught with a stolen gun. A proposed bill in the House would make being in possession of a stolen gun a felony. A vote on that bill has been pushed to next week. Legislation restoring voting rights to most convicted felons has passed the Florida House. Under the bill, bill, murderers and felony sex offenders would still be barred from voting. The former treasurer of an Eastern Shore Mardi Gras association is out of jail on bond this morning. Tara Estrada was arrested earlier this week. She's accused of stealing roughly $60,000 from the Apollo's Mystic Ladies. Happening today, round one of the NFL draft. This year's event is being held in Nashville, Tennessee. Alabama defensive lineman Quinnen Williams could be one of the top overall picks. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes continues to bring you outstanding deals. For a limited time, buy the Colonial 30 White Gloss with brass hardware for a pickup price of only $15.99. Or the number one selling Fatboy 48 in gray gloss, only $16.99. Either model has an electronic lock and 60 minutes of fire protection. So don't waste any time. Get 0% interest with approved credit. Come by Mike Ward's and save now through April 25th.
Check us out on Facebook or go to MWLiberty.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden announces a run for the White House.
We give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House. He will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
The 76-year-old Democrat will hold his first official event in Pittsburgh next week. He represented Delaware in the Senate from 1973 to 2009. Federal agents have executed court-authorized search warrants at both residences of Baltimore, Maryland Mayor Catherine Pugh. City Hall was also searched. Pugh and five of her staffers are now on paid leave amid a scandal over her sales of children's books to entities that do business with the city. On Wall Street, after a record-setting day earlier this week for the S&P and NASDAQ, both indices are set to open higher. Dow futures are down 74 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of 3M are tanking down 8% pre-market after the conglomerate reported Q1 profit and sales that missed expectations, slashed its full-year guidance, and announced 2,000 job cuts. Xerox topped earnings estimates and raised its full-year profit forecast but missed on first-quarter revenue. PayPal beat first-quarter earnings estimates. The company reported net income of $667 million, up from $511 million, or 56 cents a share, over 42 cents a share year-to-year. We also saw data on its Venmo service for the first time. The social payments platform has over 40 million active accounts. Led by healthy gains in its cloud services, Microsoft shares got a bump after hours after the tech giant topped Wall Street estimates for the quarter. FactSet analysts had forecast earnings of $1 a share on revenue of $29.88 billion. Instead, revenue rose to $30.57 billion with earnings of $1.14 a share. Stocks fell about 0.2% across the board. Futures are mixed.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Obviously, our staff meteorologist, but also one heck of a weather historian. And we had talked last hour with Chad Petrie from News 5 about today marking 4 years since the Dolphin Island Regatta disaster. Yeah, I remember you and I talking about that as, you know, as that story was unfolding and just days after. What about now 4 years in retrospect? What happened that day? What was the weather occurrence?
Well, that was a pretty good squall line that moved across Mobile County, but it really intensified as it got close to Mobile Bay. And the downburst, the air rushing down from those thunderstorms, then moved right across the bay. And of course, going across the water, there's less resistance, so those winds really picked up. And there were gusts to hurricane force across the bay, and also a gust of around hurricane force hit the eastern shore of the bay, and there was quite a bit of tree damage that occurred as a result of that storm. But it was an amazing cluster of thunderstorms, and where they really intensified as they got close to the bay.
I remember that 4 years ago. Looks better for this weekend for the race, right?
Oh yeah, this would be really quite a contrast, and it looks like we'll have another nice weekend after last weekend. That was just incredible. This one looks like it'll be a little bit warmer, and but we're going to have plenty of sunshine and still cool down nicely for the nighttime readings. But as for today, we've got some rain in the forecast, and there's quite a bit of it right now across Louisiana and moving into southwest Mississippi. In fact, the leading edge of the showers are just about reaching the western part of Lake Pontchartrain. So it's going to be a few hours before that rain gets into our area. And look for temperatures today in the 70s because of the cloud cover, around 76 degrees for the high. The wind will be picking up out of the south a little bit later this morning to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Now tonight, the showers and thunderstorms are expected. We'll see this rainfall come in this afternoon. A few strong thunderstorms are possible, and the same for this evening. With showers and thunderstorms, there's the possibility of a severe thunderstorm or two. And then after midnight, the rain begins to taper off, become sort of scattered showers. And after that, well, we clear off. And looks like a nice day for Friday with sunny skies and warming to about 81 to 82 degrees for Friday afternoon. As for the weekend, as I mentioned, looks good. Sunny skies and upper 70s on Saturday and plenty of sunshine and 82 on Sunday. And good weather will continue Monday and Tuesday as we move on up into the mid-80s Tuesday afternoon.
Wow. Okay, so we're pretty much, maybe you said not as high of a score as last weekend, but we'll probably be looking at a pretty heady weekend weather scale tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be way up there as it looks right now. And there actually is a weak weather front, a cold front that's going to move into Alabama and Mississippi on Sunday. It may produce a few showers up over northern Alabama, just a slight chance, but it shouldn't bother us down here.
All right, Dr. Bill, thank you very much. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast and a little weather history here on Mobile Mornings. We'll check traffic next.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Not really. This is Chuck Nylander with Harbor Communications, but I know what you want. You want a locally owned phone and internet provider that cares about you and delivers the best services for the best value. At Harbor, you're not just a number. You are part of our family of customers, and we care. Our friendly sales consultants will work with you to determine the best value products that are tailored to your needs. Take advantage of our spring into summer savings and get our iTalk VoIP phone handset for just $29.95 per month with no install fees. Additional term discounts may apply. Monthly phone service includes the phone handset, unlimited domestic long distance, auto attendant, replacement service, and a host of additional features. Best part, add or delete phones as you need on your account anytime. I encourage you to learn more about our spring into summer savings at harborcom.com. That's harborcom.com. At Harbor, it's always about the customer. Certain restrictions may apply, taxes and fees not included.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-10 eastbound between McDonald Road and Theodore Dawes Road, we've got an accident without injuries. About a mile and a half delay now. No other delays or accidents. Good ride across the Bayway now. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, you're clear. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar at the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony tonight. Music starts around 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Captain Bobby on the way. Just about 10 minutes from right now with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. And we'll talk to him with him about the weekend ahead that looks pretty good, according to Dr. Bill. Also, let's do this right now. Let's help out some folks in the 7 o'clock hour. We're looking for caller number 6 right now at 343-0106. Have a pair of tickets to Brian Adams' Shine a Light Tour coming to the Wharf Amphitheater Friday, May 10th, 8 o'clock show. Caller number 6 at 343-0106. And you get a pair of tickets to that show. Tickets on sale now. Ticketmaster.com, Wharf Box Office, or charge by phone 800-745-3000. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. He walked away from his work release program in Locksley on Tuesday, but this morning he's back behind bars after being arrested in a Walmart parking lot. 36-year-old William Justin Cole was discovered missing after authorities conducted a bed check at the Locksley Work Release Center in Baldwin County, and they also searched the facility. U.S. Marshals Gulf Coast Regional Fugitive Task Force and Jefferson County Sheriff's deputies worked on this case. They say they received information that Cole was in the Gardendale area and they set up surveillance. A post on the Brookside Police Department's Facebook page says that Cole stole a 2012 Ford Focus from a home on Cherry Avenue Tuesday night. At the time of his arrest, Emily Hunter Burr was with him and also taken into custody. The stolen vehicle was recovered at the scene of the arrest. Cole was arrested and taken into custody without incident. Mobile police say an argument in the street leads to one woman being shot multiple times in the chest. Wednesday evening around 6:30, police were en route to Janwood Drive on reports of that argument. But before they could get there, the Mobile Fire Rescue Department confirms that woman was shot twice. Good news is she did survive. She was transported to University Hospital for treatment. Investigators say they have a person of interest in this case, but they have not released that person's name nor the victim's name. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Come inside and welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Hey, Ron. It's been a while.
Nice to see you, Dave. You must have been well-behaved. What's up?
I have a problem, Ron. I can't pass up a good bargain.
Nothing wrong with that?
It's when everything's a good deal. You know, like 10 yogurts for 10 bucks and 5 sour creams for 5 bucks, a dollar bag of chips, so I had to buy at least 10. And don't get me started on the meat buys. All I can say is I bought enough to last all summer, and now the missus won't let me go grocery shopping anymore.
That's kind of clever, Dave. I may have to do that. See if I can get out of grocery shopping.
Then I saw the As Seen on TV aisle. So I bought her a facial hair remover with an 18-karat gold tip. In front of her book club, I said, now she can stop bleaching her mustache. How could I guess that would make her mad? I thought girls shared all that kind of stuff. Oh, it gets worse. I received a coupon book in the mail, and I just left the hardware store.
Holy cow. Look how low your truck is hanging out there. Looks like your tires are going to pop.
I'm going to need something really, really shiny, Ron.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Information update brought to you by State Farm agent Allison Horner, educating the Alabama Gulf Coast about their home, auto, and life insurance needs since 2007 with the utmost integrity. Call Allison Horner today at 666-1616.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Bond is set at $31,000 for a teenager who deputies say admitted to shooting his aunt 8 times. 18-year-old Preston Northen is charged with assault, reckless endangerment, and robbery for the shooting that happened at a home in Robertsdale early Monday morning. In an exclusive interview, Lee Thomas talked about the horrifying ordeal from her hospital bed.
I never imagined, because he and I were really close,
He's like a son to me, and I loved him so much.
Four people are arrested after a chase with Alabama state troopers. That chase ended in the Maysville community about a mile and a half away from Ladd People's Stadium. A Florida Senate hearing is scheduled next month over the suspension of Okaloosa County School Superintendent Mary Beth Jackson. Governor Ron DeSantis suspended her in January. She's accused of failing to implement proper procedures after a teacher was accused of abusing pre-K students 4 years ago. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Congratulations to Johnny Ray from Foley, picking up a pair of tickets all to right. See Bryan Adams at the Wharf. Should be a good one. Looking forward to that concert there at the Wharf. Congratulations again to Johnny Ray. Quarter till 8 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2019 NFL Draft gets started tonight with the first round live from Nashville, Tennessee. Heisman-winning Oklahoma Sooners quarterback Kyler Murray has been rumored for months to be the preferred choice by the Arizona Cardinals to be selected as the first overall pick. On this week's Sports Night, on Monday night, I asked Reese's Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy his thoughts on who will go first overall.
Kyler's going to go one. That's kind of what all the signs are pointing to right now. But if Kyler's not the number one pick, that could totally turn the draft down its ear for sure.
As of this morning, Murray's still the betting favorite to go first overall. Two players have been touted as the best overall players in this year's draft, Ohio State's Nick Bosa and Alabama's Quinnen Williams. Yesterday, Williams was asked on NFL Network where he expects to be drafted. He said he's not worried, but just grateful for the opportunity.
I'm just blessed every day. I just look at my pads and look at how I got here and never forget the work ethic that got me in this position.
Williams isn't the only Alabama player expecting to hear his name over the next 3 days. There are 13 Crimson Tide players that could be drafted, and 11 with a great chance of being selected by that final pick on Saturday. Auburn, meanwhile, has a lot of players returning to school next year, so not as many with their name in the hat this weekend. Tigers linebacker and Viger High School alumnus Deshaun Davis is hoping to hear his name called in Nashville. On Sports Night, he said that he'll have a watch party here at home with his family.
I plan on having a get-together with my family this Saturday coming up. That's my daughter. More than likely, my name is going to get called. I've been hearing a lot of fourth and fifth round.
You want to hear those two interviews from Sports Night before tonight's draft? Check it out, fmtalk1065.com, under the Sports and Outdoors page. There are 5 to 7 Auburn Tigers with a good chance to be picked this weekend. That's including Deshaun Davis. You got cornerback Jamel Dean, quarterback Jarrett Stidham, and wide receiver Darius Slayton. Round one begins tonight at 6 p.m. In the NBA last night, the Houston Rockets advanced to the Western Conference semifinals with a 100-93 series clinching win over Utah. James Harden scored 26 points. It's the third season in a row that the Rockets have advanced to the second round. In the late game, the LA Clippers avoided elimination with a 129-121 upset win over Golden State. LA's Lou Williams led the Clippers with 33 points and 10 assists. After the game, he talked about the Warriors looking past LA and into the second round.
It's their mistake for looking ahead, you know, and so that's on them.
The Warriors still lead the series 3-2, game 6 tomorrow night in L.A. The first round of the NHL playoffs wrapped last night with the Carolina Hurricanes eliminating the defending champs, Washington, in double overtime, 4-3. Carolina rallied from a 3-1 deficit, culminating in the game winner from Brock McGinn halfway through the second overtime.
Williams touched the net, score! The Carolina Hurricanes win game 7.
The second round is now set, and for the first time, all four division winners were eliminated in the first round. In the Eastern Conference, the Columbus Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins begin their series tonight, while the Hurricanes and New York Islanders get started tomorrow night. In the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars and St. Louis Blues play tonight, and the Colorado Avalanche and San Jose Sharks begin their series tomorrow. The South Alabama softball team beat McNeese State at home last night 8-4. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Pensacola 1-0 in a ninth-inning walk-off single. And in the major leagues, Ozzie Albies hit a leadoff home run, and the Atlanta Braves beat Cincinnati 3-1. 7:48 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. I-10 eastbound between McDonald Road and Theodore Dawes Road. They've got an accident without injuries, about a mile and a half delay now. Wreckers are on the scene, but no other accidents. Got the delays from Spring Hill Dolphin and Airport in 65, but the Bayway, the Causeway from the Eastern Shore looking good. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc., home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. Now with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-70s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Yeah, Captain Bobby and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on the way in just a couple minutes. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your financial news this morning, a well-known bank is changing its look and says that they're aiming for a consistent customer experience similar to what customers have come to expect from digital companies. This as BBVA gets rid of its U.S. name for a new global brand identity. The financial services group is based in Spain, and they say that they are embracing a unified brand, and their customers should expect to see the changes in buildings and materials, products and services in the next few months. The BBVA Compass president and CEO says, quote, operating under a single brand further brings the power and strength of BBVA around the world to our clients here in the U.S. The banking firm BBVA Compass has 644 branches in the U.S. and 89 in Alabama. If you're looking for a summer job, McDonald's has announced that they're ready to hire more than 7,000 employees across Alabama. And no, this is not just for the kids. They're currently emphasizing what they call the, quote, multi-generational hiring push, and they're working in partnership with AARP and AARP Foundation. Besides that nice paycheck, another perk of being a McDonald's employee, you become eligible after 90 days and 15 hours a week for the company's education and career advising program known as the Archways to Opportunity. You have a chance to earn a high school diploma, receive $2,500 in upfront college tuition assistance, access to free education and career advising services, and the opportunity to learn English as a second language. McDonald's says that they have awarded more than $762,000 in tuition assistance and supported 382 restaurant workers here in Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need if you're heading for this last weekend of turkey season, heading to the woods, or you're heading to the water with Captain Bobby. The gear he uses to catch those fish, not what they're catching fish on in California or South Carolina, but we're catching fish on right here on the Northern Gulf Coast. That's what they've got at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go see Chip and W, the whole gang there, and get the stuff that this guy uses from the A-Team, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Hey, man.
Hey, man, how are you? Thanks for having me on this morning.
Man, it's always good. And this is like this is Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving wrapped up and all into one for speckled trout fishermen this time of year.
That's right. And actually, on top of that, is Miss Kim's birthday. So I want to shout out to her and tell her happy birthday.
Put me on that list. Yeah, sign the card for me, too.
You got it, man. You got it. Yeah, she's celebrating another 29, man. It's really cool.
Well, I thought she was 28. I just thought she. So tell her I said that, yeah. So what are you doing this week?
Yeah, well, dude, it's really been good, man. Like we were just talking about off the air, it's just steadily gotten better. This weather's gotten, even though we're getting, I guess what you call typical April weather with the fronts and the rain systems coming through, it's finally gotten where at least the water temperature now is stabilized. We had that run back in March of those 30-degree nights and 40-degree nights, and I think it kind of got them a little bit messed up, but man, they're doing just exactly what they're supposed to be doing right now. And by that, I mean, last week was the full moon and they really gathered up in these big spawning schools. And, with that, the action's incredible. There's some video up on the Facebook page of what I'm talking about. Man, it's just so cool, when you start hitting these spawning schools, because the action just gets insane, man, and the fish are willing to eat. There's a lot of real pretty water down from really the whole lower end of the bay, and then certainly down towards the west end of Dolphin Island, down through the Sound, around on the Gulf beaches and that sort of thing. Water's fine, even though Barry's up almost at 10 feet. It's supposed to crest, I think, around 10 feet and start falling, so that's only going to improve things there,
Yeah, that's the thing, and I don't know if it's just the tide cycle or the way the winds have been. 10 feet is a significant river stage for the Mobile River, but still, yeah, I was down there on Sunday at the island. The water looked pretty good.
Really look good, yeah. And, we've had this, which is the predominant wind direction we get this time of year, which has kind of got a lot of east in it. And as we've talked about in the past, that really does a really good job of keeping the water clear. The baits of choice for me, you can use topwaters. This time of year is a great time of the year to topwater fish. I don't like to do it as much when I got big groups on the boat, just because you can imagine what's going on when you're throwing big plugs with multiple treble hooks on them, what kind of disaster that could cause. But if you get a chance to topwater fish, particularly like a day we have today and the day like yesterday where we had that cloud cover, those fish will bite that topwater all the way through the morning. We've been using a lot of shrimp and shrimp imitations under popping corks. And like we've talked about, drifting upwind of slicks and looking for bait activity. One of the things that's kind of been a fun deal, really particularly this last week, is even, drifting some of the shell reefs and grass flats that I'm drifting, really kind of inshore, catching relatively speaking, Spanish mackerel mixed in with the trout.
That seems early for that.
It does, I knew I'd seen it. We finally seen a couple of them jumping, and we started catching them. And when you get around them, because you'll lose the occasional hook after a good bite. And so what I do, I carry some real light single strand leader wire, just like 44 pound test leader wire, and put a little 6-inch length of it. It starts to happen chronically where you're getting it cut off a lot. Just put about 6 inches of steel leader below your between your leader line and your hook, and you'll start catching those fish. And a lot of times when the trout are really on the bite, it won't affect the trout bite either, so that's just something that I've been doing that for a long time. And
so those Spanish are in the shallow water places. I mean, you're talking about this time of year, you're fishing 4 feet of water, right?
Or less. They're up on the bars right where the trout are, yeah. Actually, 4 feet's almost abysmal compared to what I've been fishing in lately, I'm talking about stuff where the trolling motor's stirring up mud even all the way up, and they're in there, and there's just zillions of the little bay, we call them glass minnows, little bay anchovies,
mm-hmm.
All over the place. And the trout are feeding on those too, and the mackerel are feeding on those. So we caught a pompano yesterday, real nice pompano mixed in with the trout. So it's kind of been a fun deal, with all the action going on and the multiple species we're catching. Some blackfish were caught here in the last week. So that seemed to me to be really early, but it was not just one, there was several caught. So that was really kind of interesting. So it's kind of all coming together for a great spring.
All right. So if people listen to this and get fired up, if they want to get a trip booked with you in this great spring fishing or the great summer fishing, how do they do it?
Go to 18fishing.com, and there's everything on there to get in touch with us. And matter of fact, speaking of some of that, if you check out some of the video on there, I got some really good pictures of what a trout slick looks like. We were talking about that last week, and so I purposely put some nice pictures of some trout slicks on there. You can really get a feel for what you're looking for.
All right, we'll check it out on the Facebook page, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Okay, gang, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Arriscato in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hi to the whole crew there. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and we're coming right back. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings next.